Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Kevin from the Heights won the ELO tickets. We'll have more of those to give away throughout the day today on the Eagle. 9 a.m., 11, 1, 5 p.m. Your next chances to win coming up.
All right, birthday scam time.
Well, we heard from Frank's wife that he likes to do his yard work on the weekend very early, sometimes before 8 a.m. Raj will be a very annoyed neighbor.
Hello.
Hi, is this Frank?
This is. Who's calling?
Frank, this is Joe Hicketts. I'm a neighbor of yours. We've never met. I just wanted to call because I had a little concern, and I noticed that you do your lawn work on the weekends very early in the morning.
Yeah, and?
We're sleeping. I mean, it's often before 8 a.m., and so we're hearing a lawnmower. We're hearing a leaf blower. Can we get you to wait a couple hours?
I mean, no disrespect, but I mean, it's my lawn. I'm gonna take care of it when I want to take care of it, just like you can do the same thing, you know?
Yes, it's your lawn, but we all have to get along here. We're all neighbors. I'm just saying, you can't wait an hour?
Hey, look, I like to get it done early. I wake up on the weekends. It's my time off. I like to take care of my lawn. I like to enjoy the day. I like to get it done early.
Don't you care about other people?
Come on, man. I'm not the only person waking up early doing their lawns and mowing their lawns and weed whacking.
Look, pick at. You can't wait an hour. I mean, that's a dick move.
A dick move?
Yeah.
A dick move? First of all, how did you get my number?
By the way, I could turn you into the homeowners. I don't think you're supposed to do lawn work before 8 o'clock.
Really? Do you have that in writing somewhere?
Hey, okay, never mind. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You may not know this, but I play bagpipes. And I'm in a bagpipe group. We're actually getting ready for St. Pat's. And I'm going to be practicing. So why don't I just get up about 5 a.m. and practice in my backyard with the bagpipes?
Man, you do what you want to do. How about that?
Here, I'll give you a little sample.
Talking about.
Check it out. Pretty good, huh?
Dude, you're crazy, man. I mean, you're a nut. I mean, it's like, first of all, get this off the phone, man. Get it off. You're bothering the shit out of me now.
What? I couldn't hear you.
I said you're bothering the shit out of me now. Let me tell you right now.
You know
now,
what else?
Right?
I'm also going to
right
wear
now.
A kilt, and we don't wear anything under it, so you can get a look at that.
Hey, man, it's a free country. Hey, tell me again who this is.
Frank, this is not your neighbor. This is Dean and Raj. We're calling to wish you a happy birthday from your wife, Sarah.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, I'm going to get her.
She says you do get up kind of early. I'm surprised you haven't had complaints. That's what she said. But
oh, man, you guys really had me getting worked up there.
What? Hey, have a happy birthday.
Oh, man. Thank you, guys. You got me.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.